This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. News is coming up at noon, followed by Todd Alba. From noon to 2, Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4. Dom Salvia takes over 4 to 6 p.m. And then Pete Schwabba, great show. If you're looking for a way to unwind at the end of the day, maybe around dinner time, join Pete for Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I think you'll really enjoy it. 11:52, that means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be... Send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Headline from the Associated Press, how a viral duct-taped banana came to be worth $1 million. This is the art snob edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Walk into any supermarket, you can generally get a banana for less than a buck, but a banana duct-taped to a wall... can sell for more than $1 million at an upcoming auction at Sotheby's.
Sotheby's.
In New York, the yellow banana duct tape to the white wall is a work entitled Comedian.
What?
By Italian artist Maurizio Catalan. This artwork first debuted in 2019 as an edition of three fruits at the Art Basel Miami Beach Fair, where it became a much-discussed sensation. Was it a prank? Is it a commentary on the art world? Another artist took the banana off the wall and ate it. So they brought in a backup banana. Selfie crowds became so thick. Comedian, which is, again, a banana duct-taped to a white wall.
It's called Comedian?
It's called Comedian. They had to... There was so much congestion around this, they had to withdraw it from view.
So they had to take it off the wall, like, off the
apparently the... so. But three editions of it sold for between $120,000 and $150,000. Now the conceptual artwork has an estimated value of between $1 million and $1.5 million going up for auction. You still have time. It's November 20th.
And folks, by the way, just so you know, because this is what I thought when Jane first told me about this, it's like, oh, it's like a perfectly like created sculpture of a banana.
No.
It is a real banana.
It is a real banana.
Which you will have to replace every week.
Because they rot.
We here at Matt and Air on Air Laboratories and Wafflery really enjoy art, support art, and believe in art. But this is dumb.
Sotheby's head of contemporary art, David Galperin, calls the artwork called Comedian profound and provocative.
I hate this.
What Catalan is really doing is turning a mirror to the contemporary art world and asking questions, provoking thought about how we ascribe value to artworks, what we define as an artwork. Again, bidders will not be getting the same banana that was on display in Miami. Those bananas, long gone. The banana was always meant to be replaced regularly along with the duct tape.
Does that mean...
So you can just go home, buy a banana, everybody's got duct tape, and now you have a piece of art.
Well, that's the question is, can you get sued for copyright infringement?
I suppose if you start having... tour groups come in.
If you make money off it.
If you make money off of it.
Also, if you have a banana, just eat the banana and then move on. That statement from What's-His-Face about it's turning a mirror to the... The reason why art is the way it is with regard to what he's saying is because it's a scam.
Yes. And that when you say things like that, calling it profound and provocative, that's why people hate you.
Yeah. The reason why art has like such high value is it's because who makes it, who buys it, who shows it, who decides whether or not they get in the big catalogs. This is not profound. This is just, and it's not even on the problem of art. This is not the problem of art. The problem of art is that you got a guy who just made one good thing once, and then all of a sudden you made a second thing. It's be $10 million. Now
I hate this, Jane.
The Sotheby's guy says when you buy Catalan's Comedian is not the banana itself, but a certificate of authenticity that grants the owner permission to reproduce the banana and duct tape it on their wall as an original artwork by Maurizio Catalan.
So you will get sued if you do it.
Don't take pictures of it and don't put it on the web.
Jane, I'm going to say this right now.
Yes.
Maybe Trump is what we deserve.
You wonder.
Yeah.
You got to wonder. All right, that was today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next. Join us tomorrow. Our friend and colleague Dom Salvia will be here from 10:30 until 11 o'clock. He's going to come down early before his shift starts at 4. And then we're going to talk to Paul Trebian again about the Holiday Folk Fair.
I love the Holiday Folk Fair.
As we get closer to Thanksgiving. And then, of course, we'll wrap it up with another tisbet. That's all on the way.
Will we have art on our wall tomorrow?
We might.
I might go to the grocery store.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.